or I'll beat you up. He was a tough guy. We all did it. None of us had an orgasm or anything near one. Well, how can you when you're thinking of a 3-ton Bedford army truck? The driving test. The driving test. The final frontier. The beaches brook of learner drivers. The high noon of exams. I was 18 years old, and I enrolled at the British School of Motoring. I was to drive in a Morris 1100. It was powder blue, unlike my instructor's nose, which was end of cock purple. He had what I thought was a tiny moustache, but on closer inspection turned out to be nose hairs that looked like two hairy pussies side by side. His eyebrows were like a relief map of the Himalayas that just went everywhere. He was constantly blowing his nose and checking the contents of his handkerchief. He was as friendly as a male gorilla with nothing to shag. And lucky me, had him all to myself for one whole hour. Get in the vehicle. Christ, the vehicle. What the hell? You will address me as Mr. Mistopheles at all times. You will follow my instructions and you will not deviate from them. You will not turn to face me, and when you are driving, you will obey my orders at all times, and you will be shot if you go over 30 miles an hour. The lesson itself was a blur. All I remember is that he shouted a lot and said, no, 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 all the time. Basically, he was as bad at instructing as I was at driving, and I still had 5 more lessons. In between lessons, I read the driver's Bible, the highway code. You had to memorize every bloody thing in it for the theory part of the test. After my 6th lesson, Hairface turned to me and he said, you've no chance of passing your test. Why? I asked. 'Cause you're shite. Oh, well, nothing like a gentle letdown. Of course, he was right. I sat the test and failed. And yep, it was the questions that I screwed up. Examiner.
Right. When should you never overtake?
Me. On the brow of a hill? Examiner.
I need one more.
Me. On the brow of another hill? He was not a humorous man, and it all went downhill from there. Dejected and hurt, I sloped off home. I applied for another shot at it the next day. I suddenly realized what I'd been doing wrong. Twit that I was. I'd been driving a Ford Popular with 3 gears whilst practicing at home in a modern car with 4 gears, so I never really got used to it. At that time, I was in my very first band, the Gobi Desert Canoe Club. Our guitarist, Trevor Chance, had a mini minor. So I asked him if I could drive his car when we were having band practice and sit me test in it. He said, yes, no problem, Brian, after I've given him the money. The upshot was that I sat me test 6 weeks later. The examiner was a nice guy. He told me, we're going to Dunstan to do the test. Well, this was my own backyard. At the end, he said, you've passed, Mr. Johnson. Well done. I just sat there. And as he got out of the car, he turned and smiled. Oh, you can take those L plates off now. It was one of those days that your youth gobbles up, an achievement that youth deserves. And being young, you drink it in like a fine wine. A bit like losing your virginity. Now, I know I'm waxing lyrical, but shit. You'd just overcome machinery. You were the man. You were flying solo. You could go anywhere you wanted, on your own. All the things I dreamt of as a kid. I'll bet there's not one of you out there listening to this who doesn't remember that special day, that feeling of freedom. The tour bus. Not your father's tour bus story. A tour bus is something every groupie wants to see the roof of, and every male rock fan wants to see the inside of. They're amazing vehicles. The Americans make the best ones, and they're called Prevost, and are fabulously rock and roll. The British and European ones are crap. The English build the coachwork so it's, let's make really small seats and make everyone feel as uncomfortable as possible. The chassis are usually made by Volvo, Swedish by name, Swedish by nature. Dull.